The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you today, something unusual, of course. So scoot up close to the radio or bend your ear, whatever the effort may be, because here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and mostly grateful owners of along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. There are magnificent formulas, organic put-togethers, herbs, you name it, across the boards, wonderful proteins, anything you can think of like that. Healthy, organic, put together with great prices at Alive and Well. And let us never forget for one second, and we are so grateful for this, and that is the organic across the board broth cafe at Alive and Well. Again, as we say, it's hard to use one word that is such a broad spectrum to cover all the wonderful things that are there, but it's the broth cafe at Alive and Well, organic, whatever your choice, and we don't impose choices. We got a vegan daughter anyhow, but whether it's vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, any choice, whether the chickens, the meat, the wild fish, all vegan choices, organic across the board, phenomenal vegetables. We are so grateful endlessly to the local organic Maui farmers. We get so many of our vegetables brought in freshly every single day, not only for use at the broth cafe, but also intensive juices that are made available every day continuously. Intensive juices. I'm a green juice nut. And I do the green machine every single day the minute I step in there for all the background about how great that is and so many other choices.
And when we talk about broth, we're not talking about tap water. we're talking about the water that Alive and Well has. Incredible, incredible, delicious, ultra-filtered, of course, but it's called what?
It's Vortex, the Vortex, the Vortex.
The Vortex is twisted. It's beat up, it's pummeled, it's refreshed, it's reconstituted. It is hydrogen and oxygen like you've never had before in your life.
That's right.
It's a wonderful, and all water products, the broth and the coffee and the tea is
and
all made.
And the vegetables and everything else, all
it's
of it.
It's made with Vortex.
Broth, that water, and served to you when you're there. It's incredible because of what it does. And you know, there's all kinds of information relative to that, of the detoxification, the purification, the oxygenation, across the boards, and that's what you live
it's
on.
It's activated water.
That's right.
All right?
That's right.
It's action in your tummy.
That's right.
It is remarkable what it can do. The hydrogen and oxygen are dancing molecules, which are most unique, and they're just not that way when they come out of the faucet.
No.
In wherever you live.
That's right.
Okay.
And the plants complain.
Complain.
If I have any plants there, whatever's there, it complains if I ever try to pass by or grab something from a faucet.
That's true.
Because it flourishes with Vortex. They flourish with Vortex water, but not otherwise. Okay, there we go. We have, you know, let us start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't put people on medications, take them off Medicaid. Doctor's area entirely. We're strictly educators, and we are thrilled about the constant and wondrous information of holistically minded and focused top medical doctors giving us the information on all the all the medical reports that we can ever say, and we share that information with you freely and gladly.
And it's most unusual because these are nutritionally oriented doctors.
Yes, they are.
Okay,
they really care.
They're holistic physicians.
That's
right. Deal with nutrients first, and if you got to use a drug, okay, all right. But they're in the whole program is building health. Building life in every cell in your body.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
You know, we get the constant flow of joyous testimonials. We could spend all of the radio and can never stop talking, never stop applauding, never stop dancing, except for Dennis. That's the one exception there. But he says he dances in his soul and spirit on all the joy that people share with
I'm
us.
I'm dancing
about
right
what
now.
Great nutrients.
You don't
and,
see it, but I'm dancing.
Foods.
I'm not on the table. I'm not Fred Astaire across the room.
Well,
but I'm dancing.
Yes, but Gary has refused for that to be legit. Excuse anymore,
well,
okay? He's refused. And
yeah,
I go along with him. Okay?
Did you ever see Gary dance?
Gary dances, yes, he does. He dances across the room very delicately and elegantly. Yes, he does. Okay?
I'm not
Gary.
Quite delicate
That's
enough.
Another story.
I'm not delicate enough. Okay. All right.
Anyhow,
okay.
One thing, you know, we're going to share incredible information with you. And one thing that gets me. Because going so far back to as early as 1969, when we opened the first health food store in the five towns in Long Island, that's hundreds of thousands of people. We were the first store in 1969. Going back as far back as that, where nutrition was really just beginning in a powerful element in this country, yet we still knew, as far back as that, how important the purest kind of fish oils were for the development of the baby. We opened that store mm-hmm. when our daughter was 1 month old.
We opened that store when...
I was pregnant, yeah.
We opened that store before our daughter was born.
Yes, that's right, and then she was there in a little tiny top.
You were 1 month to go before
right.
we opened the store.
No, one little back room, I would nurse her in the back room, and the carriage was there, but that's another story. The thing that we knew as far back as that, so many years ago, what we knew was how important for the development of the baby, the brain of the baby, the eyes of the baby, the heart of the baby. And I pushed that. One thing I was sure to take throughout the pregnancy was the purest fish oils we could get at that particular time for the eye and the brain and the heart development.
The whole, not just the brain, not just the eye, not just the heart,
no.
But the entire central nervous system.
That's right. Well, we didn't know so much
column,
about that.
Okay?
We didn't know so much about that then. But you're right. It does all of those different things.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I was focusing on the brain is we have some incredible articles and information to share with you.
Yay.
Right? And this is Orthomolecular Medicine Reports. These are top doctors reporting the medical trials, okay? And this is they're talking here, and I'll share it with you. Most dementia is driven by diet, not genes. And their orthomolecular system is reporting. And here's what they say, these top doctors. The predictive risk for Alzheimer's of having a low intake of omega-3 fatty acids from fish oils, the purest form, is 22%. And so is having a low intake of B vitamins, resulting in a high blood homocysteine level.
Now, let me interrupt you. You're going back to the predictive predictions for Alzheimer's is reduced by 20% if you take the fish oil?
No, they go on to say that a low intake, okay, the predictive risk, okay, is 22%. You get Alzheimer's at 22%. They're going to get into that. And they go on to other risk factors, then they become very specific. Other big risk factors, okay, they go right into this, and they overlap with each other. And this is how what the author molecular says. They stress the fact of one particular gene that is known to be connected to Alzheimer's, the APOE4 gene, the Alzheimer's gene, Orthomolecular Medicine reports. Six supplemental nutrients have good evidence of down-regulating the Alzheimer's gene. These are the nutrients that downregulate the Alzheimer's gene.
The APO4 gene.
That's right. All right. They are the omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA.
Right. Right
at the top. High potency B vitamins and vitamins D3 and K2, just as we were reporting so many times here.
That's right.
The D3 and K2, quercetin and resveratrol. This approach to modifying the effects of the genes we so-call inherit with personalized nutrition and supplementation is a fundamental tenet, that's a basis of orthomolecular medicine, which you can go in later, okay? This is optimum nutrition is what they say. And then they quote these doctors. A recent study in China involving 29,072 people, of which 20% had the APOE4 Alzheimer's gene, and here's the study. Each participant had their diet, lifestyle, supplementation assessed over the 10-year period of the study to see who would or wouldn't develop cognitive decline or dementia. This study showed that whether or not a person had the APOE4 Alzheimer's gene made no difference in the positive reduction in risk achievable by the simple diet, nutrition, and lifestyle changes. And here's the doctor's quote, the study authors, the doctors, quote, "These results provide an optimistic outlook as they show that although genetic risk may not be modifiable, a combination of healthy lifestyle factors is associated with a slower rate of memory decline regardless of the genetic risk," wrote the study doctors. "Those with a healthy organic diet were 7 times less likely, that's 700% less likely, to have age-related cognitive decline or dementia than those with the typical average diet, and they were 900%, 9 times less likely to develop dementia than those with those types."
Wonderful news, wonderful.
And then they, it's just amazing. And they go on to say, the importance of the fish oils, which they're getting into, and then they start by saying that B vitamins modify methylation of genes linked to dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Other Alzheimer's-related genes affect a process called methylation. Healthy methylation depends on adequate B vitamin intake, the specialists say. Okay? Inheriting a variety of these genes which increases risk of Alzheimer's, and about 1 in 3 people have this gene variant. And it impacts risk by raising homocysteine, a toxic amino acid that damages the brain and blood vessels. Having a raised homocysteine level increases cerebral, that's brain dysfunction, by 1,700 times.
My God.
17-fold. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
That is amazing. And then they go on. I'm going to give this to you, okay? It's difficult sometimes to read some of this, but how the fish oils and the B vitamins modify the methylation of genes linked to dementia. Can you read that?
And how many times have we heard over the years?
Yes.
How many times have we heard customers coming in the store saying they were taking some fish oil, but their doctor said fish oil, schmish oil, just, have some fish once in a while. That'll get you all the oil you need.
Oh, unreal.
I wish
so that nice middle fat where the
would.
Star is.
So B vitamins modify methylation. Is that where we're going to go?
We're going to start with, I'll show you right now, Madea. I'm showing you right now, right there.
Okay,
go right in.
Picking up where she left off, it says, in a placebo-controlled study of older people with mild cognitive impairment, about 1/3 of participants had the MTHFR variant that increases Alzheimer's risk. But supplementing with B-complex vitamins effectively lowered homocysteine in both those with and without this Alzheimer's gene. The B-vitamin supplement also arrested further memory decline and slowed the rate of brain shrinkage by 52%.
Wow! Slowed the rate of brain shrinkage, supplement, in half.
Right. Reducing shrinkage of the Alzheimer's area of the brain by 9 times.
Wait a minute, we got to stop here. The area of the brain that gets hit by Alzheimer's, when there was adequate and optimal B vitamin intake, was 900% less likely to have Alzheimer's.
Nine times 900%. That's it.
There's nothing more important than hearing that. Nothing.
Now let me finish this statement first. It goes on to the article. Whether a person did or did not have this Alzheimer's gene made no difference in the beneficial effect of the B vitamins.
Bravo. Okay? Bravo. That's for any kind of mental capacity.
Now let me just, can I comment on B vitamins for just a second?
Yes.
When you buy a B complex, you get a B complex. A complex means simply more than one. Okay? You get more than one B vitamin, or one more than one of anything is a complex. But the old minimum daily requirement, which was established by a group of pharmacists, executives sitting around a table.
Right.
Had the minimum daily requirement.
Next to nothing. A pinch.
1.1 milligrams of this vitamin
nada,
and 1.3 milligrams of that B vitamin, et cetera. Minuscule amounts. That was called the minimum daily requirement.
Unreal.
Why they call it the minimum? Because that's just enough to keep you standing and breathing. It's the minimum.
Right.
Where do you ever in your life experience a minimum of effort? Do you give minimum in anything you do? It's always at an optimum level
maximum,
or a maximum
that's
level.
That's right.
Okay? When you get the B complex vitamins, make sure you're getting something. It's now called the same standards they used to call minimum daily requirement is now called percent of daily value. Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. It's even more important now because it's a percent of daily value, but it's the same low number. What holistic physicians point out is this. The B complex works as a complex.
That's right. Together.
All together.
Teamwork.
All the B vitamins working together. They each interact, okay? But you've got to get an optimal level of B vitamins.
Right.
A minimal is minimal.
Right.
An optimal is substantive, okay?
That's why Alive and Well has been obsessed. We have those fabulous B vitamins in soaring through the charts with all the best and the highest grade and nothing left out for a full high potency.
And when you buy the Alive and Well B complex, it's a high potency, is an all-natural source. And when you buy the Alive and Well Healthy One multiple vitamin, also contains the entire B complex
and high potency
of vitamins and a high potency, and all derived from a natural vegetable source. Hallelujah. You're getting something. Something other than the minimal or the recommended. Who recommends it? The people who tell you you've got to take cholesterol drugs and Pfizer executive board, whoever the drug cartel is. They set the standards of what is minimal or maximal. Why? Because that's the way it's set up.
They make money. That's how they make money on
Anyhow,
their products. Go ahead.
Where was I?
Okay. Well, that was such an important element. Dennis and I never go a day without our fabulous multiple, without adding extra Bs, because what a difference it makes. And also, in the function of the brain and cleaning out the veins and arteries and doing a zillion different things as far back as when we were kids, learning that you couldn't live without the B vitamins. That
yes,
was
for
before.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what we learned in school when we were kids.
And the reason they call it a complex is because they are all interdependent.
That's right. And there's a reason that they're a divine reason on
one.
They work together. And the nervous system. Let's not forget the nervous system.
The brain we're talking
Remember
about.
How many afflictions there are that affect the central nervous system, and how many diseases like I'm not making a claim for the Parkinson's and MS and all things that affect the nervous system. Remember, these terrific B vitamins regenerate, protect, and help the nervous system
in a meaningful potency derived from an all natural source.
That's exactly right. No chemicals.
Okay. Let's pick up with the article.
Pick it up.
Okay. Back to the article. Those with adequate omega-3 blood levels,
yes.
omega-3 from super omega-3 fish
That's
oils,
right, the
EPA and
distillation,
DHA,
the highest purity.
Had even less brain shrinkage, 73% less than the placebo group.
Wait, hear this. Now, let's just stop and breathe on this one. taking the purest and the potent Super Pure fish oils.
Super Pure Omega 3.
That's exactly right. Had 73% less brain shrinkage.
That's right.
Are we hearing this? I mean, how important is this?
Well, it's of utmost importance.
Utmost.
Because as we mentioned several times in this whole radio show programming, nutrients create life
in every cell. There's a reason why
nutrients create life in every cell.
That's right.
Drugs suppress symptoms.
That's right.
And that creates, in most instances, other symptoms.
That's right. And drugs that they give that take away from the brain the necessary things that the brain needs to function, like the statin drugs,
staying
right on cognitive decline. And remember, we can never, ever not talk about the Super Pure Omega-3 fish oils, which is so critical, without the Harvard doctors' meta-analyses of the zillion studies and their review of it, which they said was the most important thing of all time, that it reduced all heart attacks, the leading cause of death was sudden cardiac arrhythmia and all kinds of things, and strokes by 88% to 92%. They said if all people in this country took the Super Pure Omega-3 fatty acids, we would save each year a minimum of 900,000 American lives, they said, based only on the number one cause of death.
There you go. Okay, back to the article one more time.
Do it.
I'll repeat that last sentence. Those with adequate omega-3 blood levels had even less brain shrinkage, mm-hmm. 73% less brain shrinkage than those on the placebo.
That's right.
Two other studies have found major protection either by giving the B-complex vitamins to those with adequate omega-3 intake or by supplementing omega-3 intake to those with lower homocysteine levels, further confirming that you need both the B vitamin complex and the omega-3 fats to keep neurons, the neurons in your brain and the rest of your bod, keep your neurons healthy. An example of synergy, of working together.
Synergy,
one hand
I like
washing
that word.
The other.
Synergistic, okay? Mutually interrelated, synergistic, almost like a marriage, like a teamwork, like all the great teams you ever see on TV or if you're watching sports. It doesn't matter what, it's teamwork, it's synergistic.
It's like washing your hands.
That's
you
right.
Can't wash one hand by itself.
That's
You gotta have the team of the other hand.
Oh, that's
okay?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay. And that's all in spite of one's genes, you have those wonderful benefits. Because there's so much emphasis on your mother had Alzheimer's. Oh, that means you're more inclined to having Alzheimer's. You better look out. Well, folks, if you follow the holistic physician's approach, but the B vitamins and the fish oils, the way that they talk about, I'm not making claims. The claims are the stats are there by the doctors who run the tests. Okay.
And so that's
two other studies have found major protection either by giving B vitamins to those with adequate omega-3 intake or by supplementing omega-3 to those with lower homocysteine levels, further confirming you need both the B vitamins and omega-3 fats to keep neurons healthy.
Neurons healthy. That's the nerve cells, the nerve regeneration, just what we were saying before. Okay?
That's an example of synergy, regardless of one's genes, regardless of what you're inherited with. Whether a person did or didn't have the MTHFR variant made no significant difference.
So, again, it couldn't stand up. That couldn't stand up. The bad gene, the bad thing, couldn't stand up to what the good things could actually do, okay? Okay. And I think it's just absolutely thrilling, you know? And here's a top brain surgeon speaking about going, when he's talking about these fats for the mm-hmm. brain, when he's talking about this, he makes a tremendous, you know, Dr. Russell Blaylock, brain surgeon. Okay, and here he says, why you want a fat brain?
There you go, baby.
Fathead. If they call you fathead, it's a compliment.
It. That's right.
Fathead is a compliment. And here's what they're saying. He's saying, your brain only weighs 3 pounds. Yet 60% of your brain is fat. One second, Dr. Blaylock. We've said that many times.
That's right.
60% of your brain, okay? And the head of Cleveland Clinic said that. My brain's a fat, the top guy, the top doctor of Cleveland Clinic, he said, I'm making sure I take my super pure fish oils because I don't want my brain to shrink.
And that's what Dr. Whitaker said how many years ago?
Oh, that's right.
He says if you get the right amount of EPA and DHA, those two components, those two fatty acids, make up omega-3 fatty acids for your brain, okay?
That's right.
Reducing inflammation, improving blood flow, it's just phenomenal.
It is. And that's why the doctor here is doing the report, and he's saying, your brain is the fattest organ you have.
Ooh! Beautiful. Ooh! I love it.
And this fat is essential for your brain to function. For one thing, he says your brain requires fat for energy. Although your brain makes only 2% of your body weight, it uses a whopping 20% of the energy your body produces just to function. Fat is necessary of this type to create brain cell membranes and produce neurotransmitters.
Beautiful.
Plus, it serves as the raw material to make hormones. Well.
For sure.
And fat, now here, this is really important. Fat makes up 60 to 80% of the myelin sheath, the protective covering around nerve axons.
And you know what?
That's right. You see, these axons are the primary transmission lines of your nervous system. Remember, demyelinating diseases, MS, mm-hmm. Parkinson's, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, all of them, demyelinating. Take the good things.
And what does the consensus of opinion in this world is? You've got to be fat-free.
Right. And you know, okay. I can't, every time I read something like this, I think of one of the dearest people in my life ever was your gorgeous mother. And she said, this is the daughter I've always wanted. And she was tiny. She ate very little. She was very petite. We had the greatest times together forever. But she ended up with severe, because she believed a doctor who and I'm not going to mention any names, who said you have to eliminate all fats. She ate the salads. She ate the proteins, but she didn't touch any fats, and that was a critical lack in her life.
It's funny. It's wonderful you bring that up, honey, because in this whole discussion, I've been thinking of my mother constantly and her fat-free mania.
I know.
She was following the doctor's instructions.
Instructions.
She would trim off any suggestion of fat off. If she was eating meat, it would cut off all the fat. She did have safflower oil, soy, corn, canola. Now, wait a minute. Those are inflammatory fats.
They were inflammatory.
Okay.
And
And they destroyed eyes and brains. And she ended up with what?
Alzheimer's.
She ended up with Alzheimer's.
Yes, she did.
She died of Alzheimer's, my dear mama.
So I wish that that had been emphasized so much when she was younger. And you know, here it's interesting that this came up just at this moment because the top brain neurosurgeon, Toy Harris, goes on to say, shrinkage matters to your memory, especially if you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he gets a little sexist on that one, but let's at least see what he backs up, okay? Two areas of your brain, especially...
You notice a woman physician has never said that. She's never made that statement.
No, I don't think I've heard that from a woman.
But, you know, if a woman wants... If it's a scientific fact, and men talk about it, it's a scientific fact, but women don't talk about it, is that sexist also?
Oh, I guess we could get into another whole show, but Gary's going to turn the mics off in a minute if we do that, okay? Shrinkage matters to your memory. Okay, two areas of your brain, say the doctor, especially prone to age-related shrinkage, are the hippocampus.
Mm-hmm.
I always see hippopotamus is when I say it.
Yeah.
Hippocampus and the prefrontal cortex. These are the important parts of the brain when it comes to memory, learning, and complex mental activities. With aging, neurons shrink in number and volume. And the connection becomes nerve cells deteriorate and become less extensive. And he goes on and says, aging speeds up the process of inflammation in the brain as well as the body.
Yes.
But he does say, and the free radicals accumulate it. Scientists have found that women suffer more age-related shrinkage in these areas of the brain related to memory than men do. Oh, my God.
I didn't say a word.
No, but he does go on to say...
I'm sitting here very smugly and smiling very indulgently, but I did not say a word.
Well, here, this doctor does say, men are not exempt from frustrating senior moments. Their brain shrinkage that men experience causes more changes in areas related to thinking and feeling. Okay?
Huh?
Men should just shut up a little bit more when they're talking, when their wives, let the wives talk, okay?
Which
because
they
whenever
do.
They think and feel, they're shrinking a little bit in that one too, okay?
Huh?
Huh? Sorry, folks. So here I'm going to give this to you, Den, okay? About here, about 60% of people middle-aged and older suffer from memory impairment. In fact, according to the National Institute on Aging, that's a medical, the medical institute, memory problems are one of the first warning signs of cognitive loss, okay? So here's the brain surgeon reporting, Russell Blaylock, okay? Can you start reading what he reports
Can
here?
Can I start reading?
Yeah, Russell Blaylock has to say.
This guy, really
brain neurosurgeon.
Him. Okay. Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD. I practiced conventional medicine as a board-certified neurosurgeon for nearly 30 years. But over his many years in practice, Dr. Blaylock worked on the brains of thousands of patients.
Wow.
As he became more and more disillusioned by mainstream medicine, he began to research safe and effective natural treatments for the brain.
Bravo, Dr. Blaylock.
And the body.
Oh, my gosh.
He has written several popular books on nutrition and wellness, which we have, and we have quoted him many times.
And on the liver and everything, he talks
of
about
course,
the great nutrients.
As an actual brain surgeon, Dr. Blaylock might be a tad bit biased, but I'm betting you'd agree with him that your brain is your most important
organ. Well, you can't very well exist without it. And remember what it's made of, 60% of the important fatty acids and the brain, and the B vitamins for the neurogeneration and all
that. Because the many brain functions are essential to your enjoyment of life and ability to age successfully.
Yes.
Dr. Blaylock personally selected all the nutrients you need for brain.
Yeah, what's the two big types were the super pure omega-3 fatty acids, mm-hmm. which he's talked about, and the high B vitamins, etc. And then he does go into some other very important ones. He always makes the point, just like what the European doctors had to say, and that is that acetyl-L-carnitine passes the blood-brain barrier. It's a nutrient mm-hmm. that they give to people to restore brain function and to prevent cognitive decline and any heart decline, too. Okay? All right?
And alpha-lipoic acid.
That's exactly right. But acetyl-L-carnitine is one of their, and the for nerve regeneration along
and
with
the
that.
And the alpha-lipoic acid.
And he does quote that the omega-3 fatty acids from the super pure fish oils provide the building blocks for your brain's 86 billion nerve cells. And since your body can't make them, you must get them from supplementation.
Okay, now
he does say that research he says consumption of more super pure omega-3s produces larger, more functional brains. And the end of his quote on that is a 2009 scientific review, medical review, concluded that the super pure omega-3 fatty acids play a large role in promoting healthy outcomes associated with age-related cognitive decline in older adults and prevention of that.
And those two fatty acids are EPA and DHA.
Right.
Okay. And that's what's in the super pure omega-3 at Alive and Well.
That's exactly right.
Now, wait a minute. All fish oil supplements contain EPA and DHA, but how much do they contain?
That's right.
What's the potency of them? Well, you want to get the highest potency available. The super pure omega-3 fish oil, if it's Alive and Well, gives you 600 combined milligrams of those two utmost important fatty acids in each capsule. Other products will say, well, you may get about 600 milligrams in two or three or four of their capsules.
Right.
You get it in each capsule at Alive and Well.
And people get confused because they're not talking about the thousands of milligrams of the oil itself.
That's
they're
right.
talking about the active components.
And that's a major marketing ploy of yes. phony products.
Phony products.
They will put 1,000 milligrams.
Yeah,
that's just the amount of oil.
That's right. They're not talking about the EPA and the DHA, which work for the heart and the brain and the eyesight. That's so important for people to understand.
And let it not
this.
Be combined with other vegetable oils. Some people put their EPA and DHA some manufacturers with other vegetables, safflower, soy, corn, canola, all those different oils, which are omega-6.
That's right. Inflammation, brain destruction.
Omega-6 is inflammatory. Every time, omega-3, EPA, DHA from Alive and Well is anti-inflammatory. It is reducing inflammation throughout your brain and your eyes and your heart and your entire vascular system and your little toe. Every nerve in your body the inflammatory response is being reduced by the super pure omega-3 fish oils, Alive and Well.
EPA, right, and make another point that people need to understand, because people say, well, I'm told, you know, there's bad things in the sea and there's toxins and there's mercury. That's why the Alive and Well's super pure omega-3 fatty acids are molecularly distilled. That, and I'm going to have you talk about that process in a minute. But that's why it's certified that in millions of parts, there's never, never, never a trace of any contaminant.
That's right.
Or any mercury, any toxin, any cadmium, any of that from the sea. Never right. A contaminant. That makes all the difference in the universe. Does it not?
Oh, absolutely. It's the contaminants of our modern society which cause so many health challenges.
That's exactly.
And health deprivation. It's amazing.
You know,
but it's a partially vacuumed.
You vacuum?
Do I mean vacuum?
You're going to go vacuum the carpet now that you said that? I'd like to see you do that. Maybe you could dance while you're vacuuming the carpet.
You haven't noticed, though. That's why I never vacuum when you're home.
That's why you. I
because
get.
Because I always.
Maybe the vacuum could teach you how to dance. You know, Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire, they haven't made it to you, even though you love the old musicals. Maybe the vacuum
the
can
Hoover
do it.
The Hoover School of Dancing.
That's good what I'm, grief. Come on. One of our dear friends out there, get the guy to dance, all right?
Brush up your Hoover.
Brush up your Shakespeare. But
yes,
okay. Beside that. You know, I'm just got to applaud Russell Blaylock in all of this, because he makes another very important point that people may not realize in our last page on this, okay? And he says, due to their intense energy requirements, brain cells need an adequate supply of the vitamin-like substance cardio coenzyme Q10.
There you go.
For optimal function of their mitochondria, brain cells.
That's an Alive and Well.
And he emphasized, declining cellular energy production is a hallmark of the aging process, with aging individuals to have 57% less cardio Q10 compared to young adults. Supplementation, he says, with cardio Q10 helps combat mitochondrial dysfunction in the brain and nerve cells, thereby preserving vital brain functions.
And that's the combination, the cardio Q10 and the acetyl L-carnitine and the alpha lipoic acid and the wonderful product, Brain Power.
That's right.
Ensures you're slowing down the aging process. Can I say it's rebuilding your brain? I can't say it's rebuilding your brain because nothing rebuilds your youth. You can't go back to being 18 years old again.
I don't believe that. He's saying that you can bring your brain back full volume and action and everything else.
What is he? Maybe he knows.
If you think you can't dance anymore, he thinks you can think again.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's true. You can. But you can't be 18 again.
You can if you let maybe just you're taking the B vitamins and anything. Let them activate the nerve cells in your toes. Stop being so limited in your scope of things. Gosh, Gary.
It isn't
the
toes.
Dance.
It isn't the
toes. Dance
toes.
Ballerina dance. Remember that one.
Ballerino.
Ballerino. And the doctor reports, cardio coenzyme Q10 not only provides energy to cells, but acts as a powerful antioxidant. With its antioxidant capabilities, cardio Q10 scavenges cell-damaging free radicals. In other words, the terrorists, the destructive chemicals in the brain and in nerve cells.
Yeah.
Your heart, he says, also has a high need for energy to keep it pumping continuously. Just as with the super pure omega-3s, coenzyme Q10 cardioform promotes heart health as well as brain health.
You got it right there, honey.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Gosh.
That's absolutely amazing.
Think about that.
As we say so often, the nutrients create cellular life?
That's exactly right.
Okay, and what are you? You got 80, how many billions of cells in your brain? Well, all the nutrients contribute to maintaining the life functioning of every one of those cells.
That's right.
Drugs, depressants, antidepressants, suppress.
Right.
Brain activity.
And, you know, I want you to talk a little bit about, because, again, this has been, this really affected me when I read about it so many years ago, that it was the leader in Europe by doctors as a great brain nutrient, but also heart also, was acetyl L-carnitine.
Well, acetyl L-carnitine is remarkable in that that's the only form of carnitine the brain will accept.
That passes the blood-brain barrier is the exact definition. And the heart barrier, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just
and
said
it's
it.
a great nutrient working in again.
If you want to, something that I don't know, I have an image. I've said this several times on the radio, but I have an image of the blood-brain barrier. I have no idea what the actual function is. It's just that the blood-brain barrier forbids different components from entering the brain. Well, it's kind of like, in my mind, a juvenile mind, is a castle on a hill.
Oh.
And there's a moat around the castle.
Oh.
And there's a drawbridge, which they lower to let things and people and animals in or take them out. But the drawbridge is always up when L-carnitine comes around.
Right, in the acetyl form, right.
But no.
Oh.
It's down when the acetyl form.
I see what you're saying. Right.
When it's up when the carnitine comes around, but acetyl L-carnitine is standing outside,
let me in, that's right.
Drawbridge drops in a second, and in comes the acetyl L-carnitine, along with the R-alpha-lipoic acid, along with all the other brain nutrients, and the EPA and the DHA, all the nutrients which feed and nourish and resuscitate and rebuild the brain. Then the drawbridge goes back up again to keep anybody and everything else out. Okay? So that's acetyl L-carnitine, the R-alpha-lipoic acid, the NAC+, all of these things are entering the brain.
That's right. And endlessly we find that the wonderful reports about the NAC+ and all that it does and all the things that it does that are so wonderful. Okay? And interesting, because you've said before about, and here are, here's the medical doctors reporting on NAC+. Glutathione's link, okay?
There you go.
Then they talked about that this glutathione deficiency is the root of severe illness. And a doctor, Alexei Polonikov, Kursk State Medical University, and quoting the clinical trials, okay? And he talks about severe infections, severe illnesses, and how oxidative stress contributes to the hyperinflammation in the lung and disease, respiratory distress, and all of that. And he talks about how amazing and important that NAC's role is in the prevention of all viral illnesses, influenza, you name it. And of course, it's the leading, as the doctor quotes, it's the leading thing used as a remedy for acetaminophen poisoning. The leading cause of liver failure are those drugs.
And the NAC+ helps to rebuild, restore, renew liver generation.
He does. He says it neutralizes the toxic effects of the drug by recharging glutathione, he's talking NAC+, thereby preventing liver damage and restoring the liver function.
That's right.
Isn't that wonderful?
And what is the importance of glutathione? It's a major, major, major antioxidant.
Antioxidant, fighting free radical damage.
And slowing down the aging process.
That's right. And the NAC Plus is helpful against viral infections is not new, says the doctor. Research has found it reduces viral replication of all viruses, including influenza.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yes, and then a recent report published in Clinical Immunology, the medical report, that he was talking about how this glutathione deficiency facilitates all infections, and NAC prevents that, okay?
NAC+.
That's right, and he talks about how with the activation of the NAC, all right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know, would you like to read even more about this NAC? It's just terrific because they go on to say how the NAC+ prevents strokes and is neuroprotective.
Right.
Wow, could you read that?
I'd be delighted, sure.
Read that, okay? NAC protects against stroke.
word for word, right from the doctor's pen. NAC Plus is the most well-known, to help increase glutathione and reduce the acetaldehyde.
I gave you the tough words. Okay, I gave you the tough words.
Acetaldehyde toxicity, reducing toxicity of the liver. That causes many hangover symptoms.
Woo!
So the NAC helps reduce hangover symptoms.
Oy vey.
However, it also prevents strokes in people with hereditary cystatin C amyloid angiopathy.
Oh, boy, I'm glad I handed that to you.
Okay, we'll repeat that again. I'll go over it maybe a little more smoothly this time. NAC Plus prevents strokes in people with hereditary cystatin C amyloid angiopathy.
Wow.
A rare genetic disorder. People with that HCCAA have an average life expectancy of just 30 years.
Whoa.
And most of the people with it die within 5 years of their first stroke. So reducing their incidence would prove to be essential to increasing the survival. That finding is even more significant because it was conducted by researchers from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Wow.
Which is notoriously against supplements. NAC Plus appears to work by preventing the formation of amyloid-producing proteins, which promote amyloid deposits linked to strokes.
Now, can I say one thing?
Wait a minute.
Amyloid thing are also those clumps of things that form in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Those amyloid beta plaque we also find were found to be a major cause of Alzheimer's and other kinds of brain deterioration.
Right. Well, they're a contributing cause of Alzheimer's.
That's right. They are. Yes.
Yes.
So I didn't know this relationship here, preventing that kind of buildup of amyloid.
And NAC Plus is also prescribed to break up mucus in the lungs.
Of course, we know that.
Okay.
Terrific. That's got quite a heritage.
Let me go back a little bit.
Yes.
It says the people with this condition have a life expectancy of just 30 years, and most die within 5 years of their first stroke. So reducing the incidence proves to be essential to increasing survival. Now, how did they come upon this information? This finding is even more significant because it was conducted by researchers from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, which is notoriously against vitamin supplements.
Wow.
NAC appears to work by preventing the formation of amyloid-producing proteins, which promote amyloid deposits linked to strokes. And the strokes occur in the brain.
That's right.
Okay?
And the plaque, remember, they're talking about brain plaque.
Amyloid beta plaque,
which was the main cause
that's
of.
That's right.
And I did not realize that NAC Plus had such a powerful functional role, not just in that individual category of people with this genetic disorder,
mm-hmm.
but what about other where the plaque can build up and cause strokes for other people?
That's right.
And so NAC Plus, what an incredible broad-spectrum player.
You think it's incredible broad-spectrum? Wait till you hear this.
Oh, okay.
NAC Plus is also showing increasing effect as a neuroprotectant. Scientists are investigating NAC Plus as a treatment for Parkinson's disease.
Wow, the nerve. I got very excited.
You are very excited.
Like, that is
can
incredible.
Can you just tame it down a little bit?
All right.
Get through this?
Well, Gary knows when to turn off the mic.
Okay.
He left it on so I could not tame it down.
Okay.
There.
Scientists, let me go back for people who get lost in all the jargon. Scientists are investigating NAC Plus as a treatment for Parkinson's disease, which has been linked to glutathione deficiency in the substantia nigra, a region that houses dopamine neurons in the brain.
I didn't know that.
And that's a
phenomenon. That is incredible.
However, because glutathione is poorly absorbed, in all cases, it's easier to raise your glutathione by taking NAC instead of taking glutathione. It also has potential for Alzheimer's disease, as according to the CHOP, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, the hospital in Philadelphia, those researchers, the process of protein deposition that occurs in
The plaque, the deposition,
plaque buildup,
the plaque buildup
is similar to what occurs in Alzheimer's disease, which we mentioned.
That's what amyloid beta plaque.
Although at an accelerated pace in the other condition compared to Alzheimer's, which is why dementia occurs later in life with the Alzheimer's condition.
That's right.
If underlying mechanisms of protein deposition and pathogenesis are sufficiently similar, similar or identical treatments may be effective, they said.
Wow, this is phenomenal. That's phenomenal.
Another area, says the hospital who did the research, where NAC shows particular promise is the treatment of mental health disorders, including post-traumatic stress disorder and depression and substance use disorders.
I had no idea. And how the liver can works, and how the well-known things of regeneration of the liver with the NAC plus,
right.
The kidneys with the NAC plus, all of these, and a major player for the lungs.
But remember, tell me about the lungs.
Yes, yeah, and we know, but we told our story so often, and asthma, and allergy, you name it. Okay, that's why it was even in the very beginning, when the top doctors talking about NAC plus and how important it was to prevent the COVID and the side effects of COVID and the death of the alveoli, the cells within the lungs that help you to breathe.
And all this information is being released, confirmation. I'll repeat this paragraph again. The finding is even more significant, says the doctor, because the finding was conducted by researchers from Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, which is notoriously against using vitamin supplements.
Well, but they had to get convinced because
the evidence was overwhelming.
That's it's absolutely right. And again, we keep on learning benefit, instead of like drugs, side effect, deadly, okay? Benefit.
You got it.
So when you want to have all the great benefits, you come to Alive and Well, because Alive and Well is there for you. We are committed to your health, to everything in every conceivable way. All the line of vitamins and nutrients from Alive and Well, we make sure that there's never a contaminant, that they have the highest potency, great prices. All of that is there for you, because that's the way it's got to be. And don't forget the incredible foods. Don't forget the statements about the organic foods, in every conceivable way, the vortex water. And let us not forget, when we're thinking about everything, again, not doctors, Dennis and I are not, don't pretend to be, don't deal with medication, doctor's area, just love to share information. There's never a charge. Never a charge, never has been, never will be.
For a one-on-one personal conference.
That's right. And in a beautiful,
okay.
I love the gorgeous sofas that we sit on and all of those different things.
They're
really terrific. Make an appointment, 877-4950, 877-4950, easy to remember. Set up a time, Dennis or Mona. We're not going to punch each other, and we certainly are going to punch you. Whoever you want to sit and whoever you want to talk to is perfectly fine. No offense taken. No offense, Dennis or Mona. Okay, just make an appointment so we're not with somebody else. Okay, or doing something else.
We're there 6 days a week, so pick the day you want, the time you want, and there we are.
One on one, sitting there. You're not an obligation. We love to share not our just opinions. This is important information to back up anything that we say, just like we're sharing this opinion with you, okay? You can, but again, we keep learning. You can always keep learning with sitting there with us. We are there for you. And again, the fabulous food, the wonderful, you can call the broth cafe. They'll have everything ready for you. Maybe you're having parties. Maybe you're having get-togethers. Fine. You want it all ready? Great. You want to bring in your friends? Terrific. It's beautiful marble area, wonderful seating, great air conditioning, amazing food, and all with that purity.
And if you don't want to call in, you can use your app. The broth at Alive and Well, the menu is there, the whole selection. Pick out what you want, and it'll be ready when you get there, the way you want it. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
Let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.